This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Friday.
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Inside. My liver's all twisted up. But you know what I did? I took Deborah, went to the liquor store, I loaded up with alcohol, more specifically vodka, whiskey, beer, tequila, more beer, more vodka, more whiskey, and more beer.
On WGR Sports Radio 550.
Well, we are to the picks. I believe the contest is over.
Well, let's see. I wish I had a piece of paper to ruffle around like you do.
I'll do it for you. Ruffle around. Pretend this is you doing it.
Yeah, okay. I think there are four games, two games, seven games left that we can pick. We're not picking the Pro Bowl. So there's seven. It says here seven. There's seven games left that we'll be picking, and I'm ahead by 14. So yeah, I think it's over.
No, I picking think
five and one last week. 5-1 in wild, super wild. 5-1.
Hey, you went home teams.
You guys aren't picking the East-West Shrine game.
I'm up for it. I'm just gonna bet it rather than pick it for no consequences. I'll just bet it. How about that, Joe? Are you happy? Satisfied?
Yes.
Let me see. Who are the teams in that one?
I think East and West.
Oh, I'm a big West fan. I am,
well,
actually.
I'll tell you, I am, despite having clinched and being able to coast to the wire here, I go in this week 15 games over 500 on the year, 59-44-1 is my
huge
record. So I'm playing to get to – I got to 22 years ago, I think, 20 above 500. And so I have a look at that here. So, I mean, or more even, you know, if I could go perfect here. So I'm still dug in. I'm not resting on my laurels.
Whatever they are.
What are laurels?
Like Julius Caesar had laurels, right?
Yeah. Probably.
Well,
what did that get him? Stabbed.
Yeah. Maybe laurels aren't really what they're cracked up to be. Meatloaf first. Got anything on Meatloaf?
I mean, he's an all-time great, I think.
Huge. He was huge.
Yeah, huge. You know what I was thinking about with him? I have two things for you on Meatloaf. One, in June, like mid-June, Father's Day weekend, I was in Blaine, Minnesota.
Oh, here we go.
This North American Hockey League Top Prospects tournament. And every game I was there, they also had the semifinals and then one final game to determine their champion in that league. So there were, you know, I don't know, whatever. I went to eight hockey games that weekend. And they had what seemed to be the same playlist for every game. And the Paradise by the Dashboard Light was one of those songs that got played during stoppages or even during intermissions. And I am telling you, to this day, I've not heard the song since. That song, and I've never really liked the song. I wouldn't, it's not, I don't, I think we own the record, but it's not something I pull out of the pile like, ooh, I got to listen to Bat Out of Hell tonight. That song pops into my head with regularity from just from that weekend. And that is something. I don't know that it has to be great necessarily, but it says something about the staying power of that song. Because it just is there. It's like, and it was that weekend that did it. That I thought about today, and I also thought about how popular was the phrase two out of three ain't bad before that song?
Good question.
Like,
I don't know.
Did he, with that song, push that to the point where it is the phrase that is used like it is, or was it like a sort of a constant presence before that, and that's why he wrote the song? Like, I don't know the story there, but he did a lot of good for two out of three ain't bad as a saying, I think, because that song pushed it, I think, for sure. If it didn't place it within our consciousness, it kept it there.
I'd also like to say a word about Louis Anderson, the comedian. He died as well today, and he's somebody I think about. Sort of my dad liked him when I was young, you know, when did Louis Anderson peak? Like, his career has lasted to present day, but he was big, you know, mid 80s, I think. Louis Anderson, Tonight Show appearances, and wherever that led for him. And so, like, my father and I would have talked about Louis Anderson that long ago. And, you know, he was funny. I mean, that what kind of a take is that? I don't know, but I liked him, and I like having that thing with my father, with Louis Anderson. Now I'm going to see my dad. He's going to be like, who? I never even heard of him. Maybe. So I'll find out and get back to you. All right. So picks, want to do them anyway?
Yeah, sure. No, I want. Okay. I'm ready. Yeah. And
good.
And
what
it's not
I
real complicated.
Even though I admit to nothing and never will. What does
Sorry.
That make me?
I'm not
here just defending myself.
Are you still there?
Pickers out there.
Yes.
Each and every one of them. Who has to suffer the shame and humiliation because of people like you?
It's Mike Shope and the Bulldog.
Are we not human? If we pick, do we not bleed?
On WGR.
I am not an animal.
Sports Radio 550.
Okay, let's just go into chronological order. Who do we like? Got about 5 minutes here.
Well, I don't need much time. I mean, when you're resting on laurels. No, I already said I wasn't resting on laurels. I like two home teams, and I like two road teams.
Tennessee minus 3.5 against Cincinnati.
Yep, I'm gonna do that. Like, I'm not, you know, I'm not trying to beat you. Really,
that's
here.
Already been done.
I want to be right. I want to be right, and I like the Titans. I think the Bengals are just a little too. It's just a little too new. It's a little too young and dumb, and I just can't. I just can't get there. I think their day will come. They've got a lot of talent there. But I don't think they're fully formed yet. And I think it's a tough spot. Henry back. We'll see about their passing game weapons, like just how dependable they end up being. But I like Tennessee here. Minus 3.5.
Me too. Me too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. The night game tomorrow is Packers-Niners. And I have a feeling we're going to differ here. You sound pretty pro-Niners. I'm going to go Green Bay. I think San Francisco will run it. I think they'll be effective running it, but they will need Garoppolo at some point to make some plays, and I don't trust him. I think he's just as likely to give the ball away in a key moment as he is to make the play. And so I'll take Rodgers at home, minus 5.5.
I'll take San Francisco.
Sorry, I was.
I don't
choked up
love
there.
It. I don't. The two games, I'd rather bet the Titans. But my prediction is San Francisco covers, loses a close game, and we're talking about Kyle Shanahan's game day decisions the same way we talk about Mike McCarthy's. He's lucky he was up against Mike McCarthy. Shanahan seems like a witch when it comes to scheming, but, man, they don't get a lot of that stuff right either. Love to see Lance in this game. Probably not. Can't scoff at their results. So I'll take the points. The line has moved a little bit, inched a little bit toward San Francisco this week to 5.5. Okay, then the Bucs and the Rams, Tampa giving 3.
All right. I am going to take the Rams, and the Whitworth news is tough, but, I mean, come on. Is someone on this show going to change a pick based on a left tackle being out? I mean, I know.
On this show?
On this show, yeah. No, right? I don't know. Are you? Maybe. I'm going Rams. Joe and I have been on Team Matthew Stafford all year long. I'm not going to stop now. I think they're a more talented team, and frankly, much the same way our buddy Alex Gold from KC said, "What are the Chiefs going to go to the Super Bowl every year?" on our show yesterday. Is Brady going to go to the Super Bowl every year until he's dead? No. They lose this week at home. I'll take the Rams outright, getting the 3.
You know, if you're like a Brady hater, you do not want San Francisco at Tennessee for the NFC, or excuse me, San Francisco at Tampa Bay for the NFC Championship. Like, that's the worst case scenario. It's not even a good matchup in the same way it is for the Niners at the Packers.
Right.
I just threw up in my mouth thinking about a 49ers-Titans Super Bowl.
Not watching. Nope. No, Tampa Bay, Tennessee, I would skip. San Francisco, I do like watching them. That's what I want to say. I'll take the Bucs.
Confident.
Not really. No.
With authority.
Brady -3 at home. Okay. Yep. Not a Stafford fan, really. Their defense had a great night against Arizona. Their offense was fine. I'm excited about Cam Akers, actually. He looked tremendous in that game off an Achilles. What is that, 6 months ago? Yeah. What's going on here? What's going on here in the world of science and medicine?
He's like a regular Emmanuel Sanders.
No running back comes back from an Achilles. But Deontay Foreman for Tennessee is off an Achilles injury. He's been fine.
It took him like 2.5 years, though.
I mean,
Akers did it in 8 months.
Crazy.
Yeah.
I said the thing about Sanders. Didn't Sanders come back crazy fast
yes,
from an Achilles
yes,
injury?
Yes, yes.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to make sure I wasn't nuts. Nobody acknowledged it. Whatever. I'm not looking for credit. I just want to make sure I got it right. That's all.
No, he did. All right. Last game. Who's the what?
Yeah.
Sunday night. What is it?
I'm gonna go ahead and back the Bills here.
Me too.
I'm gonna take the Bills -1.5. The Chiefs. I mean, I want to stop short of saying like if not now when, you know, because it's only been 2 years of this ascendance for Allen and thus the Bills. So to me, the window is gonna be wide open here for a while. I don't want to put it, you know, not forever, but I think the window. Is so it's not quite if not now when for this game, but they are in great form offensively. Allen is in great form offensively. The defense is tremendous. I know Tre'Davious White, like there'll be years where they hopefully will have him for these playoff runs, and he is a big loss, but they are so healthy going into this. I mean, It just sets up real, real nice. I mean, yep. I know I'm not really acknowledging Kansas City's talent here, but I like the Bills.
You can get it done. You can get it done. What's more, you got to get it done. That's where we're at with this team. A lot riding on it. All right, so if you missed Kurt Warner yesterday, we had a great time with him. We're going to have that for you next. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here. We'll be on after the game. Sunday night. I want to say, of course, but we didn't do all the night games. But for the playoffs, we are here. So we'll talk to you then.
Try to keep us away.
Exactly. Oh, I had that written. Stay with us. Happy Friday. This is WGR.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.